Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Caird, North Dakota Corn Council studio, with the big news this morning that ADM will build a big $350 million soybean crushing plant at Spiritwood. And this was news was broken this morning, but I'm sure it's been in the works in the background for a long time. North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Austin Langley, Warwick, North Dakota farmer, joins us now. Been working on this for a while, Austin?
No, afternoon, Mick. Well, we've been dreaming about it for quite a long time, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of conversations started out with, oh, if we only had a crush plant. And I think finally it's coming to fruition.
Well, now the Senator Hoeven got involved in the announcement, but ADM made the announcement this morning through a PR firm. So a lot of people are want to kind of take credit for what, but I know the soybean growers and the council, of course, who market development and increasing demand is very important. This is something that the council, I'm sure, has really put a lot of effort into.
And, you know, the staff and the Growers Association, I mean, from doing the research, I mean, that was part of the big deal. We did research. Can we supply a big crush facility? And I think over the years, with the amount of acreage that the farmers have really done this more than anybody. If anybody wants to take credit, it's the farmers in the state who have produced a great crop of soybeans year in and year out. And then all we did was tell the story about those beans, you know, to Southeast Asia and to China. And we showed the world where great quality soybeans come from. And this is the fruits of the labor, you know. When you get a big crush facility like this coming in, it's going to be almost 50 million bushels, I think over 50 million bushels a year. And so that's pretty incredible.
And that it does sound like a huge number, but that plant could be fed from just the five counties surrounding Spiritwood?
Well, right. I mean, if you look at the numbers here, Mick, I think we're going to plant over 7 million or around 7 million acres here in the state this year. And so that's going to be, I think we're going to be pushing over 200 million bushels in the state of North Dakota. And so, yeah, central North Dakota could supply this plant. And I think moreover than once we could do it. So if there's any other companies out there that's thinking of putting more into this state, I mean, don't be shy because we can supply.
All right. Great line. What a great marketing line. Don't be shy. Weekend supply. Austin Langley, Warwick, North Dakota farmer, chairman of the North Dakota Soybean Council. So you've been along with folks at ADM, a lot of people in government, the Stutzman County Economic Development Arm, a lot of people involved in this big announcement this morning.
Yeah, I think a lot of credit goes to that Jamestown area and their industrial park, you know, to make a home there for a big facility like this. I think at ADM's announcement, it's going to be over $350 million. You know, that's a big facility. That is a big facility if you sit down and think about the numbers. And I think it just goes to the testament of the people we have here and the confidence that we have that we can do this. So.
Yeah.
It's definitely pretty exciting. I think they also realize the complete package of the soybeans we have up here, the nutritional bundle with the essential amino acids that make the protein usable for animals, and it'll make a great oil, too, for biofuel. So we're pretty excited.
Now, along with 70 permanent jobs and expected to be completed before harvest of 2023. So we got 2 years to wait before we can start hauling beans into the plant, huh?
Yeah, a couple years off, but I think with a big company like this, they don't make an announcement lightly. And so I think we can just look on to that 2023 harvest and we can have some grins on our faces as farmers because we got some value-added possibilities coming our way.
All right. Now, I recall about 5 years ago, maybe it was longer, six years ago, North Dakota's governor and the ag commissioner came to the soybean growers convention at the Fargo Holiday Inn and made an announcement on a plant. And that one never happened. So this one is probably a little more certain, huh?
I think so. I think the last plant, they had a little funding, kind of gathering up funding. It was in a depressed time in the agriculture, and things are kind of moving a little slower than liked. But I think with ADM, like I said, I don't think this announcement was made lightly. I think they have a good plan. I think this $350 million facility, it's going to be larger than the previous one, especially in dollar amount. And so I think we can look at this one with confidence. I think you have a lot of people like Senator Hoeven and the governor behind this, and I think this one's here to stay.
For sure. All right. Other people involved, obviously the Soybean Council, Soybean Growers, you mentioned. There are a lot of people that have been working a long time on this. So a big banner, big flag of success to wave, and maybe a good reason to keep the price of soybeans, which are have moved quite high in the last 6-7 months. There's a increased demand. These prices for these beans should stay up for a while.
Yeah, that's the hope, you know, that this facility will bring even more marketing opportunities to the farmers. I think it's going to give us chances that we haven't had in the past. You know, I think we had 90% of whole soybeans being exported out of the state, and finally a company took note of that, and they saw the quality we had, and I think it's really going to be good for North Dakota soybean farmers to have this extra option in their back pocket.
A couple of companies have announced biodiesel facilities, one out in the West. And so, again, here's another market for the soy oil, as you mentioned, but it's also a cooking oil, and the soy meal, which is in great demand by China. Are there any other byproducts that you're aware of that could come out of this facility other than meal and oil?
Well, just to make a point of information on the soybean meal, Mick, we always talked about how do we get more livestock operations in the state of North Dakota. And it was kind of the chicken and the egg deal, you know. Do the animals come first, or do the ability of us to feed them the meal and to have all the feed materials here, does that come first? And I think we finally have our option, and we have the meal processing facility. And I think that's going to open up opportunities to bring in more livestock into the state. And so that's a really exciting part. And seeing all these renewable fuels, I mean, people talking about electric, but biofuel has a story to tell. I mean, you look to the East Coast, they're using bioheat to heat the homes. You look to the West Coast, they're big biodiesel guys, and I think that's moving inward to the Midwest, because we are the suppliers of those options. So I think those are going to be two great stories coming out of this facility.
Yeah, and then on the East Coast, heating oil, whether it's buildings or power, heating bio or renewable heating oil, fuel oil, which obviously uses a lot of soybean oil for that. So big demand.
Yep.
Good deal. All right. Well, again, big news. ADM to build a new $350 million. That's a third of a billion dollar, over a third of a billion. That's a big number to meet the increasing demand for renewable products, North Dakota soybeans. Congrats, Austin Langley, chairman of the North Dakota Soybean Council.
Yes, thank you, and thanks to ADM. This is going to be good news.
All righty. Let's talk farming for a little bit. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I was up at your place, and you were very concerned about the dryness, and southwest North Dakota picked up an inch or two or three of rain and snow. Yeah, we stayed drier than the dickens here over the weekend.
Yeah, this dry air mass can move off any time, and they're talking some moisture this weekend. Hopefully that holds true and she hits the ground. We need some moisture, just doing a little fencing. Seeing how dry some of these pastures are in places, that's concerning. We got the corn in the ground. You know, there are spots where the planter, you had to get some down pressure going because you couldn't get her all the way in the ground where you needed to find the moisture. And so it's a little concerning, but hopefully we get some of these rain spells in the future and things will straighten out and we get to take advantage.
The new 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day forecast is for above normal temperatures and above normal precip. Kind of focusing on the central and northern plains. So I'm not promising amounts, but certainly the opportunity for rain is coming. So I guess maybe we should keep planting. Is that
that's the plan up here. We're going to finish up the beans here and get ready for some moisture. I mean, knock on wood and head to church.
Yeah. No, you talked about fencing. I know the Cheyenne River runs right through your pasture land. Are you fencing out that river a little bit so the cattle don't get at to some poor water quality?
We're going to make some, you know, some changes there. We're going to probably take some more advantage. We have some wells in some pastures, and, you know, this is the time you communicate with your neighbors. You know, even if some of those cows kind of get across that river, it's the time to have good relationship with the neighbors, because I think there might be some sorting time if we don't get some above normal moisture.
Yeah, and, you know, those bulls, that are those expensive bulls, you got to keep them at home, too, so...
Keep an eye on them, that's for sure.
For sure. All right. Well, we wish you the rain. We wish you continued safety and speedy planting progress for those beans, getting those beans in the ground. And, again, we keep our fingers crossed. And, as you mentioned, head to church, pray for more rain. So.
Yep, sounds good.
All right. Austin Langley, great news today. Archer Daniels Midland, or ADM, as they're known, to build a new soybean crushing facility in Spiritwood, North Dakota. A great flag to wave for the North Dakota Soybean Council. Been working on this for a long time. So congratulations, Austin.
Yep, thanks, Mick. Appreciate it.
You bet. I better let you get back to work. Thank you.
Sounds good. We'll see you.
You bet. Bye now.